There you go. It's 7:38. Hello.
Good morning. Am I speaking?
What?
He's the boss. What?
I am speaking to the party to which I called.
Yeah.
My name is.
He's the general manager. He's.
You think you gonna get away with it? Not up in here.
Not up in here.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Excuse me, I'm jotting down a note here. Recut area man intro.
Because he really, when he's having a down day, he just calls so he can hear that.
Well, it helps.
Yeah.
It's suitable for a gentleman of my age to, from time to time, need a little lifting up at this point.
That's it, a little pick-me-up there, and there it is. So.
As I told Kelly Brown the other day, it's a shame that at this point, toward the end of your career, you find yourself so ironic and cynical about them. Kelly got up out of her chair and actually took two steps toward me before she stopped.
Did
and thought
she?
Better.
Yeah.
That was really good.
All right. She was control on her part. All right.
So I got a couple of things.
Yeah.
You know, we got the Christmas parade this weekend.
We
right?
do, as a matter of fact. It'll be a balmy 80 degrees for that.
We are getting rid of our Santa's Helpers sweatshirts and buying Santa's Helpers t-shirts.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's thoughtful.
Because, you know, you and I were trying to figure out a way to make Santa more comfortable. And I'm not sure that any of those things we found online would make Santa a lot more comfortable.
Here's one of the things that you might look into. You know, there are vehicles out there that have air-conditioned seats.
There are no sleighs.
I understand. But what I'm thinking is, you know, there's got to be some way that you can, and again, just do it for next year. You know how when they park the plane on the tarmac, they connect an air conditioning unit?
So you think that I should talk to Santa about getting one of those air conditioning blower things that just kind of air conditions the outside?
Yeah, what I'm thinking is it makes a Y and you hook it under the pants and just woo! Yeah.
Is there any kind of, I mean, I could see he was discussing shorts for Santa earlier. I think Santa could probably pull it off as long as he had appropriate flip-flops and some sunglasses to kind of go with the theme.
I'm going
to
tell you.
Santa needs the shorts, the flip-flops, the sunglasses, and reasonable-looking legs.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I've known Ben for a long time. Don't know that I've ever seen his legs.
What does that have to do with Santa Claus?
Don't know.
Just saying, but people of that age and build, you know.
Yeah, right.
You notice anyway. I'm being very quiet.
Yeah, there's no reason to go.
I'm just wondering if Santa would, I mean, they always sell fans real cheap at the dollar store. Is there any kind of electrical...
No.
Outlets on the thing?
No.
No, that's...
Oh, the hay flatbed with the electrical outlet on it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what goes underneath Santa's sleigh. I'm not privy to that sort of magic information.
Yeah. You didn't realize that part of your job as protector would also be fanner.
Did
You're
you?
Stand
oh,
there
my
like
gosh.
He's a pharaoh.
I'm just stand there with a giant
You heard she said she'd take a bullet for Santa Claus, didn't you?
Right.
Wow. Anyway, so that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah,
that'll be
also,
fun.
And also, we talked to Bortz last night, and everything is confirmed for his next to the last show here in Bryan College Station on the 18th. He was the question he was asking was, my book will be out then. Do you think anybody would want one?
Oh, well,
his new and final book will be coming out.
Okay.
So that'll be a good thing for people to look forward to. Circle that date on your calendar, and if you have something. A historical connection with Mr. Bortz from his days in Bryan College Station. Let us know. We'd like to include you in the program to the extent that the Talkmaster lets us have anything to do with it.
Right.
And let's see. What else have we got? Let's see. We have, I was reading in the Eagle today that General Manager Ben Downs was talking about the Christmas angels.
Oh, he was.
He was. Uh-huh. And since it dawned on me that since the Eagle has the story about our Christmas angels.
What the heck? We may as well just latch on to it, huh?
We may pick up on that and run with it a little bit today. And so I did want to bring everybody up to speed on it. I know that you've mentioned it on your show, and here's where we stand on it. First of all, Christmas angels, we coordinate with the other people in town to make sure we don't double dip or duplicate any of the people who are asking for help this Christmas time. And I do say that it's asking for help this Christmas time. It's not there are a lot of people who need help for buying Christmas presents for their children. They need a lot of the people that we deal with on ours have jobs. They just don't have a lot of money. And so we try to help to the extent that we can. This year, we bit off a pretty good chunk of kids. We have 600 children in our Christmas list that we would like to buy Christmas presents for.
Okay.
We've gone through and we've coordinated with the other agencies in town, like I said, to make sure that they're not duplicates. And we also have caseworkers who are assigned to each one of these people. And so we can confirm situations and the number of kids and all that kind of stuff. I think it's about as clean a fundraiser as you would ever want to have, and that's kind of what we're doing. You can pick up angels that have the little paper angel things that mm-hmm. have the names of the children and the gifts that they would like for Christmas at any of the Blue Baker locations, or you can go to mychristmasangels.com and browse the list and drop us a little form there that you fill out, and when we get your form, we take them off the list. And you go buy the presents, wrap the presents, and either bring them back to Blue Baker or bring them up to us, and we start giving them away after December the 12th. So we have about 2 weeks left to buy presents and get presents back for 600 children. One of the options is to write us a check.
Mm-hmm.
We 100% of all the money that you give goes to buy toys. We, the radio station, pays for all the administrative costs, pays any hourly employees that are working with us on it, buys all the wrapping paper, that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just don't have time, you can contribute either online, or we can pick up a check from you, or you can mail us a check or drop a check by, either one. Just make it out to Christmas Angels, and we will send shoppers out and about to buy those gifts for you. Yesterday, I was checking, and we've had about 100 of the 600 angels adopted, so
okay.
that's going well.
Mm-hmm.
Our financial contributions are running a little bit behind, and
mm-hmm.
the purpose of the financial contributions is not just to make it easier for you to give to this program without having to walk up and down a store aisle with a basket. But it's also, we kind of use it to fill in. Sometimes people will buy for different children in a family, and one of the kids might have a bicycle and an electronic game, and another one might have a bunch of stuff, and the other one has a T-shirt. So what we do is sometimes we'll use the money that people give us to kind of balance things out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some angels don't get adopted every year. We have about 5 or 10 that don't, so we use the money for that. And, we buy presents for kids. And
yes.
So if you tell us that you'd like us to buy gifts for 5 or 6 or 10 angels, we tell you what the average amount is, and we'll take a check for that amount and go out and buy presents. We, as you can imagine, we employ a lot of young college women at our
yes,
station,
sweetie.
So shopping is not a problem.
No, they're more than happy. More than happy.
We say everyone here who would like to go shopping, raise your hand, and most of them spit the bid out right then and go running.
Yep,
so it's quite an operation. 600 children, that's a lot of toys,
wow,
that's a lot of bicycles. I think this year our need is for 160, 170 bicycles.
Mm.
We had a guy brought us 8 of them yesterday.
Oh,
just
great.
Brought
that's
8 of the youth bicycles up mm-hmm. to us here at the station. Adam Knight enjoyed it because he's in charge of bicycle assembly.
Yeah.
I bought him a gift last night.
Did you?
He had wanted, he said last year his muscles gained about 2 inches from
mm-hmm.
pumping up air
sure.
into tires,
mm-hmm.
and so I bought him his very own air compressor last
oh,
night.
Oh, outstanding. Yeah, I like that.
I know, and gosh, I got to go buy tools and toys. It was wonderful.
That
it
is
was,
good. That's what it's all about. That is
so
for sure.
So how we're doing, did I cover every aspect of this
that you
would ever want to know?
I think we're on to that, and we'll be talking to Allie next week, and she'll be keeping us up to date on a kind of a daily basis.
We did 10 yesterday.
Oh, really?
Plus sold a lot of cookies, yes, sir.
Oh, well, that's great.
As we were broadcasting live at the university location of Blue Baker.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool. Good. Well, that's just the remote you did 10?
Yep.
Okay, so that's probably, we probably had another 20 or 30 that were picked up as
yeah,
well. Then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, 600 kids,
okay,
a lot of work to do, and
we
keep an eye on it for you, and we thank everybody for helping us in the past, and hope you'll see fit to perhaps help us again in the future.
It's Ben Downs, the general manager of the radio station there with all that stuff today. Yeah. And again, it's a lot of people like to go shopping. Other people would prefer to just give. And if you want to do that, then you can start the business office, 695-9595. You can call during the
week.
We'll
take your folding money.
Yeah, we will, as a matter of fact. So we'll talk about the lottery in a little while. But in the meantime, the photo app company Instagram says this week, 5,000 alone, this week alone, 5,000 people took a picture of their Powerball lottery ticket.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Okay. So, we haven't done a joke in just the longest time.
Oh, no.
And, since it's coming up on the holiday season, I thought we'd do a joke this morning. It's short. Usually we kind of do the long setup, not the case.
Oh, boy.
Police recruit was asked during the exam, what would you do if you had to arrest your own mother?
What would you do if you had to arrest your own mother?
Call for backup.
Every year, my holiday shopping list keeps